I am sitting in my car. The engine is off. The rain hits the glass like small stones. It is 4:15 p.m. School is out. My son is standing at the bus stop across the street. He is 17. He is wearing a dark puffer jacket. The hood is up because of the rain. That is his first mistake. I hold my phone below the dashboard. I do not want the officers to see me yet. My thumb is hovering over the record button. My heart is a hammer against my ribs. I have done this 12 times in 2 years. I call it the safety log. My son calls it a cage. A silver van pulls up. It does not have sirens on. It just slides to the curb like a shark. Two officers step out. They are wearing the new 2026 tactical vests. They look heavy. They look like they are going to war. One is tall. One is short with a thick neck. They walk straight toward my boy. I press record. The little red dot glows. It is the only power I have. Excuse me, young man. I can hear the tall one through the cracked window. His voice is polite. That is the dangerous part. The politeness is a thin skin over a blade. My son stops. He does not run. I taught him that. Never run. Never reach into your pockets. Keep your hands flat. Show them the palms. We're conducting a search under Section 60, the tall one says. I know the 2026 reforms. I have memorized the PDF from the Home Office. Section 60 used to be temporary. Now it is a permanent cloud over this borough. No suspicion needed. Just a designated area. My son lives in a designated area. He was born in one. The shore officer moves behind him. This is the pincer move. They want to see if he flinches. My son stays still. He looks like a statue. He is staring at a point on the brick wall behind the bus stop. He is doing exactly what we practiced in the kitchen. Do you have anything on you that could cause harm? No, my son says. His voice is thin. It sounds younger than 17. I am shaking. The phone is slippery in my hand. I want to scream. I want to run across the street and put my body between them. But I cannot. If I interfere, they arrest me for obstruction. If they arrest me, nobody records the search. Nobody watches the watchers. The tall officer starts with the pockets. He reaches in. He pulls out a set of keys, a wallet, a half-eaten pack of gum. He drops the gum on the wet pavement. He does not pick it up. What are you doing here today? Waiting for the 197 bus? Where are you coming from? Sixth form. Which one? Harris Academy. The officer nods. He is checking the story. He is looking for a crack. He slides his hands down my son's legs. He lingers at the ankles. He is checking for a work phone. He is checking for a blade. I look at the clock on my dashboard. 4:22 p.m. 7 minutes have passed. Under the GUYCLE protocol, they have to tell him their names. They have to tell him the station they are based at. They have to tell him the grounds. But Section 60 is the loophole. The grounds are the area. The grounds are his skin. Turn around, the shore officer barks. My son turns. His eyes find my car. He knows I am here. He sees the glow of the phone. For a second, our eyes meet through the rain and the glass. He doesn't look relieved. He looks ashamed. He is 17. He should be thinking about his biology exam. He should be thinking about the girl in his history class. Instead, he is being patted down in the rain while his mother films it like a documentary. The tall officer opens my son's bag. He dumps the contents onto the bench of the bus stop. A biology textbook, a spiral notebook, a gym kit that needs washing. The officer flips through the notebook. What's this? Physics notes, my son says. The officer ruffles the pages. He is looking for gang signs. He is looking for territory maps. He finds a drawing of a sneaker. He stares at it for a long time. I am hyperventilating. I try to breathe slowly. 1, 2, 3. I remember the 2026 reform briefing. Enhanced stop and search is a tool for community safety. That is what the commissioner said on the news. She wore a blue suit. She smiled. She didn't mention the rain. She didn't mention the shame of a boy having his gym shorts handled by a stranger in public. A group of girls from the school walk past. They giggle. Then they see the police. They go quiet. They look at my son. They look at the floor. They hurry away. That is the wound. It is not the search itself. It is the audience. It is the way the neighborhood watches you become a suspect. You're free to go, the tall officer says. He doesn't put the things back in the bag. He leaves the textbook on the wet bench. He leaves the keys in the puddle. They walk back to the van. They don't look back. They have a quota to hit. They have more designated areas to harvest. My son doesn't move. He stands by the bench. The rain is heavier now. His biology book is soaking up the water. The pages are turning grey. I stop the recording. I save it. File 24, March 4th, 2026. I get out of the car. I run across the street. Kofi, I say. I reach for him. I want to pull him into my coat. I want to hide him from the world. He flinches. He pulls away from my hand. I got it on film, I whisper. I got their badge numbers. If they didn't give the GYCLE warning, we can file a complaint. I checked the clock. They held you for 11 minutes. He starts shoving his wet books into his bag. He is aggressive with it. He rips a page in his notebook. Stop it, Mum, he says. I'm protecting you, Kofi. This is evidence. If they ever try to say you were acting up, you're not protecting me, he snaps. He looks at me. His eyes are red. He isn't crying, but he is close. You're just another person watching me, he says. The police watch me. The shopkeepers watch me. And now my own mother sits in a car and films me like I'm a dog in a cage. Kofi, I have to. You know what happened to Uncle Junior? You know what they do when there's no witness. I don't care, he says. He picks up his bag. It is heavy with water. He doesn't wait for the bus. He starts walking. Kofi, the bus is coming. I'll walk, he shouts back. I stand at the bus stop. I look down at the gum. The officer dropped. It is a small white rectangle in the mud. I follow him in the car. I drive slowly behind him. I am 10 yards back. He knows I am there. He doesn't turn around. He keeps his head down. His shoulders are hunched. I am documenting his life to save it, but I am killing the boy I am trying to save. Every time I press record, I add a brick to the wall between us. I am the mother of the block. I am the guardian. I am the witness. But to him, I am just the camera that never turns off. I reach into my pocket. I feel my phone. It is warm from the recording. I think about deleting file 24. I look at his back. He looks so small against the grey London skyline. I do not delete it. I cannot. In 2026, love is not a hug. Love is a timestamp. Love is a high-definition recording of your child's humiliation. I keep driving. The wipers go back and forth, scrubbing the glass. Never getting it clean.